Welcome back to another episode of Upload Unplugged, the podcast that will tell you the behind-the-scenes story of Upload Sounds. Upload Sounds is the platform of choice of under 35 years old musicians coming from Trentino, Sud Tirol, and Tirol. In each episode, we will listen to an interview made with one of the finalists of the Upload Sounds 2023 edition and also with a member of the Upload staff. In today's episode, we will listen to Carpa, the winners of the third prize of the Upload Sounds 2023 edition, and then we'll have as guests Baiba Di Kena, the coordinator of Upload Sounds Tirol. But first, of course, we'll have some music to listen to. We'll do it with Carpa.
Che cosa ci sta nel buio? Sei alla ricerca di qualcosa che ti smuovo oppure cerchi di essere qualcuno? Ora che hai cambiato la storia, ma se guardi oltre la soglia non c'è più nessuno. Ho fatto passi da gigante per cadere giù, ma se non fai con le tue gambe cadi pure tu. Non sai chi hai conosciuto, quindi ormai più.
So here we are with Carpa, the winner of the third prize of the Upload Sounds Contest 2023. Nicolò Carpita, here we are with you. Hi, Nicolò.
Hi, Cecilia. Thank you very much for the invitation.
But with you, there is also Francesco Rossi and Michele Francesconi.
Yes. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
So let's start by this. Who is Carpa and how is this formation made up?
All right. So I'm Nicolò Carpita. My artistic name is Carpa, as you previously said. I'm 25 years old and I'm an artist from Rovereto. What to say more? I'm here with my guitarist, my drummer. My formation is actually composed by also other two people, a DJ and a bassist that are not here with us today. We are the winner of the third prize of Upload Sounds Contest and we are really happy and glad to be here.
When did you meet the first time? And how you decided to have a group like together and
That's
playing together?
That's a tough question, actually. I think I first met Michele something like, I would say, five or six years ago, something like that. He was friend of Francesco, so we chatted a lot about the project, about what we could do. And I'm really glad I can play with my friends. That's actually the main point of the matter for me.
Yeah, I think we met in 2017.
Yeah.
Could be.
Something like that.
Yeah, then I met Francesco and we decided to do this project. Yeah, that's actually it.
Yeah.
It's simple.
And how was the experience of Upload Sounds contest? The final, let's say the final.
It was the second time we tried to succeed, in a way, let's put it like that. We were, in a way, convinced we could win, but there were a lot of interesting artists and groups and stuff, so like we felt the pressure anyway, so like it was a good experience with a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of pressure, as I said, but it was actually really nice.
Also because at the final you actually you performed in front of a jury, not in front of a crowd. I think it's kind of tough.
Kind of strange, yeah, as
it's
well.
It's stranger than other contexts, but formative in a different way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we also were the first one to perform, so there was some pressure on us.
More anxiety going on.
And did you expect to win the third prize of the contest?
We hope so. I mean, obviously it was our intention to perform as better as we could. Let's say we wanted to win. We were kind of convinced we could do that, but obviously no certainty in the end. But
yeah,
it went well.
There was this feeling, there was this feeling that we could win.
Yeah, it was a good year for us.
Yeah, that at least we could have a chance.
Yeah, time. Yeah.
It was the second time we played for the Upload contest, so we wanted to win.
was a nice year also because we've seen you at the 25th of April during the Liberation yeah. Fest, and you were on the stage. You really ate the stage. Was that like nice experience? I hope it was.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your last consideration. Apart from that, yes, obviously, yes. Also because we had the opportunity to play in front of a big crowd. It was a very nice gig. So, yeah, like the stage is our environment in a way. So we want to perform and we prefer to perform instead of just being in the studio and stuff. So
yeah, also with a great lineup, great headliner. So
yeah, absolutely.
Great situation.
Yep.
And you, oh, okay, maybe Michele wanted to say something.
It was cold.
It was cold. It was really cold. And you also performed on the stage on the 25th of April, one of the songs that you also played during the final of the contest, which was Buio. And how was Buio born?
The story of Buio is kind of strange. I mean, because I have, or at least I'm used to collaborate with a lot of producers. And sometimes it happens, not that often actually, but sometimes it happens that one of these producers like send me an instrumental, a track, and I just try to write on it, like try to think what to do of it. It was a strange coincidence in a way, because we had this idea of making something more concerns, I don't know, alternative rock, something with guitars and stuff. So this instrumental was, in a way, in a sense, inspiring to us. So we had this demo, and then we added some guitars, some other layers, instrumental layers, and that's it. Come sfondi, quella volta da cui non ritorni, la mia rabbia su scalini tondi. Volevo andare avanti ma sto tornando indietro, perciò se non annego ti do quel che c'è dentro, ma sai, non torno presto ed ormai, e qui ed ora o mai, cresco neuroni bonsai sul mio sentiero di guai. Paesaggi liquefarsi farsi come un acquarello nero, riempio bene i polmoni finché va pensiero. A me per acquietarmi basta un discorso sincero, a risalire la vena vela del mio credo. No, io vorrei cambiare però, il tempo non scorre da un po', da tempo non ha più una forma, non torna, mi prendo la colpa ma poi... That's actually Buio, as you can listen to it.
When me and Francesco jumped in to make the track, it was already done in a way.
In so a sense, yes.
We added just some layers of guitars and the bass.
One of the other songs that you also performed on the stage was the one that you have now recorded the video clip on, which is Liberami da me. How was the experience of a video clip?
Very nice, also because we had the support of Upload Sounds, because the rec of the video was made in Bolzano at Sudwerk. Very nice, very exhausting as well, because we spent literally probably 10 hours there, so like smoking, drinking beers and stuff.
Like really rock stars do.
Exactly.
Never see the light of day.
Yeah. So like very nice also because we involved some other people to represent the crowd of a concert, as you can see in the video, which is online on YouTube. So yeah, interpersonally speaking, really inspiring as well.
Yeah, we wanted to do a sort of a live session like the big artist. So hope it succeed to be a great experience also for the listeners.
And was it the final destination of the prize you've won for the third place at Upload Sounds, or is there something more to be done with the prize, the third prize of the Upload Sounds contest?
Like most of the prize actually, I mean, we spend that for the video. So you're right on that point. Like we had some more money to invest that we are actually investing in this agency, which is helping us promoting our projects, our songs, and our, let's say, social context in a way. So yeah, most of it was preserved in a way for the video. The other, I don't know, more or less, I think something less than half was for the was destined for the promo of the project.
So there is still some, like, something else for us to be revealed. Is there something you're working on at the moment?
Yeah, a lot of stuff actually. We don't want to like make a lot of spoilers, but you will see us live more often from now on, and that's what we are most, in a way.
Yeah, this is the summer of live.
Exactly.
Okay.
We are most excited about. That's the main point for us. On the other side, yes, maybe some remixes, maybe some repacks, new tracks. You'll see later.
We'll see. So when is the next appointment?
The next appointment is the 8th of June. We are going to play in Sardegna for Serata Bella Vista.
Nice.
And so on.
And so on.
Exactly.
Still a lot to do.
Yep.
Well, nice. Well, thank you, Carpa, Nicolò Carpita, Francesco Rossi, Michele Francesconi, and also others to be cited.
Yep, Mario Piccillo e Matteo Darri.
Nice. We'll see you during all the summer long. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Che cosa ci sta nel buio? Sei alla ricerca di qualcosa che ti smuova oppure cerchi di essere qualcuno? Ora che hai cambiato la storia, ma se guardi oltre la soglia non c'è più nessuno. Ho fatto passi da gigante per cadere giù, ma se non fai con le tue gambe cadi pure tu. Non sai chi hai conosciuto, quindi mai più.
So today with us there is Baiba De Kena, best known just as Baiba. She is an artist, and in this case specifically, she's here with us as the coordinator of Upload Sounds Tirol. So thank you, Baiba, to be here today. It's nice to hear you.
Yeah, I'm very happy to join. Thanks so much for having me.
I'd like to start by asking you, what does your work consist of for the Upload Sounds?
Yeah, so for the last couple of years, I've taken over the coordination for the Upload Sounds Tirol. So in the last couple of years, actually, the coordination was done by the Beccarai Kulturbachstuhl, the association, the culture association and the culture venue that I'm working for. And as I'm doing the project management there and organizing all the shows and basically as a musician myself doing all the music related projects, mm-hmm. I was also doing the Upload Sounds project as a part of it. And this year, actually, we have started our own association, which is also called Upload Sounds Tirol, mm-hmm. To gain a bit of more independency, of course, also more funding and kind of a, like, really focused the work that we're doing with the Upload Sounds. The Upload Sounds Tirol team is very small because, as you probably know, we need to catch up with the levels that our partners in Trentino and Zutirol are having and South Tirol are having. So at the moment, we are three in the team, me and Lil Element, or Lisa Almaya. She's also a female musician and a female producer. And both of us, we're basically doing everything. We're organizing the shows. We're doing all the PR work, reaching out now to all the associations, to all the artists, trying to spread the word, and trying to get more funding, organizing the Upload School. So we in our small team are kind of trying to conceptualize and have a strong enough basis to build on somehow. Because, you know, like for a couple of years, there was not a good representation for the Upload Sounds in Tirol. And we're kind of starting to build on that. Yeah. And then we have the third colleague who is more like dealing with all the finance system bills and all that stuff.
So what do you think is the most difficult part of your job with Upload Sounds?
I don't know if the most difficult, but I think like for Upload Sounds in Tyrol at the moment for this year, the most important job is to spread the word. Mm-hmm. Because the project is not known here yet. It's not the same as in Trentino and in South Tyrol. Yeah. So like a lot of the work that we have split now for this year is actually just based on that. Reaching out to all the associations, reaching out to all the venues, reaching out to all the artists, asking for interviews, like now we're going to do a poster campaign. So basically the people know and they get curious about the project and as many artists as possible start to apply for the project. And I have a feeling that this will be the biggest and probably the most difficult task also of this year, because you know how it is. It's like sometimes quite easy. You start the project and then you're like, okay, it's somehow running, you know, but this is not good enough anymore. We want it to run well.
And what do you think it's the part of your job that you enjoy the most?
I really, really enjoy supporting other young artists. And this is the biggest motivation for me and also for my colleague Lisa, because together we're also organizing this music production workshops. We're organizing producer meetups in the Bekalai. And taking over the Upload Sound was just somehow the next step for that, because like through my work, I constantly already see a lot of artists. And for us, the big motivation was because we kind of build our career through a lot of hardship, you know, like no one told us how to do things better. No one supported us. So I want the other generations or like my colleagues that are maybe like starting out to have these tools that can help them, the tools that we didn't have. And that's, I think, kind of what gives us the most joy. And then you can see somehow a little bit the flowers of what you have, you know, watered. It's like, oh, it's happening, you know. This artist is now like having gigs and this is happening and this is happening. That's, of course, beautiful to see.
And in fact, you also are an artist. And in fact, this is one of the things that I wanted to ask you. You've participated to the Upload Sounds contest, and now you're one. You're now part of the organization. What it's like to be also on the other part of the Upload Sounds?
I think it helped me a lot because I already understood the project because I was part of the project before. And I have to generally say that for me at that time, because it was like, I think when I took part in the finals, it was a COVID time. We were still like all with the masks and I didn't had anything happening at that time. It was like really dead. And I was just starting out with like really trying to push my career. And the Upload was a very, very big help in that. And that also inspired me somehow, because to be honest, when the Upload team reached out to me asking if I want to take over the coordination, I had enough projects, you know. I was like, oh, this was more work. But at the same time, as I was part of the project, I knew how cool the project can be for an artist and how much farther it can bring you. I was like, okay, we have to do it, you know. We have to try to build something that can offer this to more and more people. So I think it was only helpful. Because you know how it is with every organization, it's always a complex creature. It takes time to understand how everything works.
Of course. And how would you judge the evolution of the platform, considering that some years you're in the Upload Sounds project as an artist and now also as part of the staff?
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good evolution. You always have to take in consideration that we have three partners that are located in very various places. So it's not like we're sitting together in the office, but I have a feeling that all of us always has the best interest of the artist in mind. And because of this, I think we were capable to adjust the structure that we have like years ago and always rethink ways, discuss, you know. We also of course argue a lot, because not a lot, but sometimes, because of course the needs of the artists are also different depending on the region that you're in. But I have a feeling that like, of course, due to this, sometimes the change is happening not so fast as maybe in other organizations, but it's very steady and with keeping the artist always in mind. So I'm actually only very optimistic for the future. And also now when we're starting to work on the Upload Sounds Tyrol team, the feedback that we're getting from the outside, the excitement for the project, there's a lot of potential. And I think for us now it's just always to fine-tune to fine-tune this potential, you know, to find structures, how to just achieve more with the resources that we're having.
And what do you think can be achieved? What can be done in the future to achieve this, this project?
Okay, so you want to hear my big dream for the for the upload sound. So
absolutely.
My big dream is that every artist that is under 35 years old, nevertheless, what kind of genre they're in, if they're a band, if they're a solo artist, that everyone is registered on the platform, that they're taking part in the contest. But that next to the contest, we more and more develop also just usage of the website as a platform, meaning that we have more and more cooperation partners, we have more and more venues that go to the platform to look for support artists, that we have more and more cooperations with the festivals that give slots to the artists. Like the big dream would be that eventually the upload becomes the it platform for all the musicians and solo artists in the region. And I think that we are slowly going there. The big focus is still on the contest, and maybe will also forever be, who knows, you know. But we're also adjusting like the funded prices for the artists. How can they be used, for example? What kind of workshops we want to offer to prepare the artists, for example, for the contest and so on. So it is already steadily growing. And I think that these other parts now that are maybe now not completely in the focus, they will grow accordingly, you know. And at some point, I think we will reach this stability of the potential of what the Upload Sound as a platform could offer to all the young artists.
Okay. And last question. Are there some news that we may expect from the 2024 edition?
The news, like we in Tirol always have news because we're only starting out. So, for example, now we are very excited about Upload School because it's going to be happening in October, and there will be workshops every Wednesday, and there's going to be also like a longer music production weekend. And as the funding money in Tirol is not so high as for our partners, we're strongly looking for cooperations, and we have a cooperation with actually the Music Office of Austria. And they will partly fund some of these workshops, which also implies that we will have really, really cool people coming down to these workshops, because it's not then, you know, like the specialists that will come to teach, let's say, songwriting, concert booking, or like how to promote yourself. These won't be people already that are on the regional scale, but like people that are really from the industry and with simple and good tools can help to push farther. So we are really, really excited about that.
I'm excited to hear this from you. Thank you, Baiba. Thank you for your time, and it's always a pleasure to hear you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Che cosa ci sta nel buio? Sei alla ricerca di qualcosa che ti smuova, oppure cerchi di essere qualcuno. Ora che hai cambiato la storia, ma se guardi oltre la soglia non c'è più nessuno. Ho fatto passi da gigante per cadere giù, ma se non fai con le tue gambe cadi pure tu. Non sai chi hai con